Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio. This is the Women in Business Show on a Monday, bright and early on a Monday to get the week started right. So to get started, before I get started, of course, good afternoon. This is the Women in Business Show. I started this show a few years ago highlighting women who have either used their talents and or their skills and abilities or what they've learned to either create their own business or to create a career. So this is what the show is about. Now, today's show is brought to you by a few. Price Design Club is the first one. Price Design Club actually created the logo for the Power of Women project that I'm working on. Also, my sports show Around the ATL and a whole slew of other things. So make sure you go to Instagram and visit him on the Price Design Club website on Instagram as well. Also, Scenic City Aesthetics in Chattanooga, Tennessee. She is a young woman that I've known for almost a decade. One day she decided she's going to go to school on the aesthetic side of things, and she's created her own. She's even done classes and schools and things of that nature as well. So make sure if you're anywhere near Chattanooga, you need to feel good about yourself. Make sure you go to Scenic City Aesthetics on Instagram. Make sure you let both of them know that, that the Women in Business Show sent you. And last but not least, this show is brought by me, IMTN Worldwide Images. If you need headshots or portfolio pictures or you just want to be cute for the summer, let me know anywhere I can travel. Make sure you hit me up there, Instagram, IMTN Worldwide Images 1, and also IMTNWorldwideImages.com, the website. Now, let's get into today's show. Let's see where we are. Oh, be sure you subscribe to the IMTN Worldwide Radio YouTube channel. Almost forgot about that. Let's go ahead and switch this out. And where we at? Oh, by the way, this will not be a call-in show. I would usually call out the number right now, but just make sure you do subscribe to the YouTube page, IMTN Worldwide Radio on YouTube. I appreciate the support. Now, let's get into today's show. The Women in Business Show will have the owner of Georgia Queen Clothing, Valerie Bowens, as guest. In 2006, Valerie had the distinct privilege of representing Georgia in the Miss United States pageant. Over the years, she has concentrated on community service, even creating a yearly charity event to help girls in need. She attended college to learn fashion and design, and currently, Valerie is the owner of Georgia Queen Clothing. As a fashion designer, she enjoys working in her passion for encouraging women to look and feel their best. Will you support her? Let's go ahead and bring Ms. Valerie onto the show. Hey, Valerie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Chris. How are you?
I am much more relieved now that I see you because I'm scared to death. So for the audience, usually I try to have the guest hit up about 5 minutes so that way I know everything is working and everything, and I sent her the link. And I pulled her up, and I saw her, but she did not see or hear me. So at that point, I was kind of going through my head, okay, scenario, but it worked. So I'm glad I don't have to go through the bootleg version of the Women in Business show today. Thank you. So that being said, and first of all, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're busy. Like I said, it's Monday, so I can imagine. But I do thank you for being on. So first things first, I do want to do this. Could you do a brief introduction of yourself to the audience, your name of your company, and what you do?
Hello, everyone. I'm Valerie Bowens. I am head designer for Georgia Queen Clothing. I've been in business for almost 7 years now, located in the Atlanta area. So I am a fashion designer and as well as a retailer. So you can learn more information about Georgia Queen Clothing
at
www.georgiaqueenclothing.com, or you can just Google
Georgia Queen
Clothing, and all my social media outlets will pop up.
Well, I help you out a little bit. I got the Instagram up there at least for now. So as we get started, one of the things that I wanted to be able to do is just for the audience, whoever might be watching live now or in the future, just to get kind of a glimpse into who you are initially. That's what I try to do with all my guests. So my first question is, again, everybody has a different origin story because by default, no two people are the same, right? So tell us about, you know, where are you from originally? Did you grow up there? What was it like for you growing up there, wherever that is? Kind of give us that backstory first.
Well, I am a hometown girl. I live in Marietta. I'm from Marietta. That's where I grew up. That's where my family's from. As you can see, I'm at Wisdom Financial. This is where I do my insurance business. But you know, I'm thankful to have the opportunity to do this interview here. But yeah, I grew up in Marietta. I graduated from Sprayberry High School, and I'm just a hometown girl. And then, like you mentioned, I went to college in Buckhead. And then later down the road, I had an opportunity to move to Tennessee. I was in the timeshare industry on the marketing end, so I had that opportunity to move up into the Knoxville area, and that's where I just reconnected with my passion for fashion, and I had the opportunity to join the Knoxville Fashion Week network, and that's where it all began.
Okay. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit because, again, I want to make sure that we get the full gist of you as an individual and a person and a woman. But also, Marietta, where is better? I used to live in Marietta back in the day, so I appreciate when you said that. Childhood, as far as this growing up part, was there anything in your childhood that you could say pointed you towards what you are doing today? Was there a moment in time, a spark, you remember Back to the Future and the flux capacitor thing, right? So was there a moment in time that you said, okay, in the future, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, it wasn't like a moment in time, but my mom, she and so having that exposure and then with her, you know, taking me shopping with her and, you know, just introducing me to different avenues of the fashion industry, quote unquote, I'll have to say my mom had a huge influence on me. But, you know, from the age of 12, I knew I was going to be a fashion designer. So me expressing that to her, of course, you know, she helped me pursue my dream and helped me prepare for that moment. And but I'll have to say, like, my mom definitely was a huge inspiration.
And usually it is from the mother's point of view in regards to just kind of kickstarting that child's, you know, life on whatever path it might be. It's usually the mother that kind of instigates that a little bit. Now, I do want to kind of broach on this a little bit because it is something that was in, you know, my initial bio and everything like that. So I just have to ask, what was it like qualifying and competing in a pageant, especially for those who've never tried, never thought about it? They've seen them like a billion times on television and everything. So what was it like qualifying, competing? Did you enjoy it? Kind of give us some of that.
It it was a life-changing experience. As far as qualifying, that's a process. I would say, like, so I started competing when I was 15. I went to Great Barrier High School, of course, and they had the, what was it, the Miss Echo pageant, and I did that throughout high school. And then when I, let's see, what, I was like 24, I had the opportunity to compete in Miss Georgia USA. And back then, they would send out mailers. So somehow a mailer got sent to my parents' house in my mother's name. It was crazy because by that time my mom had passed away. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like, oh, I think this is for you. And I'm like, oh, you're Miss Georgia USA. And it had my mother's name on it. So I was like, okay, this is heaven's fit. But anyway, I just filled out the application, took the picture, submitted, and then they sent me a letter in the mail like, inviting me to compete. So, you know, it was just like getting prepared. By that time, like, that was my first time competing in a state pageant. So I didn't have a pageant coach my first time competing, but my second time competing, I had a pageant coach. And then, you know, personal trainer, and just going through the whole process of preparing. Like, let's see, then we took maybe like a year to actually prepare for the competition.
A year? Oh, wow.
So, but, you know, it paid off because, like, a lot of those contacts, a lot of the people, a lot of the friendships that I built, but that was 20 years ago, I'm still in contact with those people and still good friends with them. So it paid off.
And actually, that was a segue question. What were some of the benefits of even doing that? Because, again, the reason I'm asking these questions is that there's some things that you do for the experience, and then you do for the experience plus all the added benefits of that. And one of those is the networking, the people that you meet, and you never know how those things will translate later in life.
Right. The networking is wonderful. I would encourage any young woman who are considering competing or just don't know, definitely do it. It's not about winning. Do not go in with the attitude of winning because you're going to walk away a sore loser. But if you go in with the attitude of, okay, I'm going to have a great experience, I'm going to meet new friends, you know, then you will gain so much more. And then I will say this, like, I did model in my 20s, and it helped open the door for that. So you never know what opportunities are going to come from.
Exactly, exactly. Well said. Now, let's talk about inspiration a little bit. So what led you going, we mentioned it earlier, what led you to say, okay, I'm going to go to college for this now. I'm going to go to college for fashion design. And where did you go? Kind of give us that breakdown. And did you have a specific direction, inspiration-wise, in clothing that you were drawn to?
Well, that's a good question. From what I remember, I was in AP art, which is advanced art. And so that prepares you for college. Originally, I wanted to go to Savannah School of Art and Design. When it's still in Savannah, but it was in Savannah, not Atlanta.
Yeah, go all the way there,
yeah. So I wanted to go there originally, but I didn't. But I had the opportunity to apply at Boulder College. So, you know, it's just like I had that opportunity. And I applied, I got accepted, my parents were behind me, and so I knew I was going to go into fashion design. I majored in fashion design. Later, I transferred to AIU, and I added marketing to it, which I'm glad. And yeah, so I mean, as far as like inspiration, I don't think it was like any form of inspiration. It's just I knew that that's what I wanted to do, and I had the opportunity to apply, and I got accepted.
Okay. So now let's get into the nitty-gritty a little bit. So what was the very first thing that you designed and created? Okay, now this is where inspiration comes back into play a little bit, right? Now, and then when you decide to make that, you know, is that when you said, okay, I believe that I can do more and go all the way to the end of, okay, I can get a brand going? Or did you have to design something else? And did you have to design something else? And kind of let's go into that part first.
Okay. So I will go, like, this is associated with my pageant experience. I did design my first pageant interview, too.
Okay.
And I had my godmother, she made the soup. So we collaborated, we got together, and I sourced the textile, and it was actually really nice. And it was like a off-white, I just used different texture fabrics, put them together, which really, you know, it all came together, it brought it all together. But as far as like the inspiration to start Georgia Queen Clothing, honestly, that came later down the road.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I didn't, like after college, I didn't directly go into fashion design. I went into marketing. And, you know, yeah, about a decade, I was just in like promotional marketing and, you know, just different parts of selling. So it wasn't until, like I stated before, when I went to Tennessee, it was like, oh, wow, you know, I want to get back into it. You know, this is my passion. I would say, like, I had a part-time job at Anthropology. It was a seasonal job. And, you know, I just took that job because I, you know, needed some extra money. And just being in that atmosphere kind of helped bring me back to that. Because I'm like, I'm kind of at a dead end right now with the marketing thing. And, you know, I really want to reconnect with my passion, which is fashion. So that moment helped bring me back to that. Now, I started Wardrobe Styling by Valerie before I started Georgia Queen Clothing.
Okay.
And my friend came up in Knoxville, helped me with the video and everything. We shot it in my apartment in Knoxville. And then after that, I came back to the city. And then I had an opportunity to start my line. And there was a really sweet lady who helped me get started. And I just designed a collection. My first collection was holiday, what was that, 2016. So she made a garment. I designed, we worked together, sourced the fabric. She made the garment. I had my first collection, did a photo shoot. After that, I had an opportunity to participate in a Knoxville Fashion Week.
So because you just said that, I do have a question for you because, you know, you have the Bravo TV network, you have America's Next Top Model and all these different shows, and then you have a show specifically for designers to create. Long time ago, I met one of them, Michael Knight, rest in peace, years ago. I got to find where I got that picture at. But can you do a favor for me and kind of explain what your personal technique is in creating an actual garment?
Okay, so basically, like, you start with an inspiration. You have your, what they say, an inspiration board. And it's just a collection of photos and things, and you just kind of, it's like a thought process. And then, I take a lot of shortcuts when I design a collection because it's such a drawn-out process. So basically what I do, I have my vision board, I source my textiles. You know, before I sourced my textiles, I sketched a garment. Sourced my textiles. And then I have people make my things. Now, can I make my things? Yes. But I'm so busy with everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just better to have a seamstress, you know, to do that process. In between that, you have to create the pattern. And that can take a lot of time and money. But I can do that as well, and I have done that in the past. But I also have paid people to do it. But yeah. So, you know, as far as like those shows, like Michael Knight, fashion designer show, not American Next Top Model, but the other show he was on. I can't think of it.
I can't think of it either. I was trying to grab. You know what?
But, you know, when they go through all that process, I mean, that's typically what happens, but that's just so hands-on. But when you're building a brand and everything, like, you can source a lot of that, jobs to other people, industries, pattern maker, even, like, with an illustrator. You know, when you sketch, you normally have an illustrator. But, you know, with me, I take a lot of shortcuts into, you know, creating a collection just to save time, money, and just get it done.
Yeah. And I appreciate you telling us that because, like I said, I want to make sure that since this is the Women in Business show, and you do have a lot of women who are really kind of pushing in all different angles, but if design and clothing and things of that nature is something that has been on their mind, I want to have somebody who can actually talk it a little bit. So I definitely appreciate that.
Right, and I strongly recommend, like, if you're trying to start a fashion line, not be afraid to source different projects to different people, because it's going to take so much of your time, so much of your energy, so much mental power, you know, as a designer. You know, it helps if you can have a seamstress or if you can have a pattern maker, because it takes that pressure off.
Exactly. Project One Way was the show.
Project,
I was going to be thinking about that the rest of the week, so I had to go ahead and pull it up real quick because I was going to be upset if I couldn't remember. So that kind of goes into the next part of it, because with design, of course, people have to see what you got going on, right? So that's where your fashion show comes into play. So what was the point when, you know, you're developing these garments and things of that nature that you said, okay, I think I'm ready for people to see what I can do? What was that first fashion show for you like? Can you kind of recall how that was?
Well, I mean, it kind of just happened. The opportunity just, I don't know how they got my information. I don't know if I had applied or whatever. I can't remember, but I got a phone call. And they were like, oh, yeah, do you have a website? Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I sent them my information, and then they invited me. That first fashion show was a magical moment. I have pictures. I even have video footage in my phone that I go back and watch from time to time, because it was just so magical. Because I arrived, I drove up to Knoxville. I arrived, had my rags, had the garments and everything, and then like they were sending me models, and I had to dress everyone, style them and everything. And then by the time my segment happened, they had asked me about my music, and I was like, oh, yeah, da, 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 da. But it was so funny, because by the time my segment happened, I heard the beat, so Welcome to Atlanta.
Okay.
And I'm like, whoa. And that moment was just like, I don't know, and I don't have words to describe, but it was like, and, you know, when I heard those beats, I was like, okay. And then, like, the models really felt it, and it really created, you know, a cool atmosphere.
I can relate to that only in the few times that I've appeared on stage, and when my music hits, any nervousness that you had up till now, and especially when that big old light just comes on, it's like, okay, you either gonna, it's almost just like the Eminem scene in 8 Mile, right? You got choices right there, so you either can do it or not. So I can always relate to anybody who kind of tells me that part of the story right there. That's pretty exciting right there.
Yeah, it's a cool moment.
So projects-wise, so can you tell you, let me see, how can I ask this question? Timeline of, as far as your growth to the point of, okay, you have your clothing that's starting to be seen in fashion shows and things of that nature, but now you're getting to the point where you can do those shows on your own. You can plan them out, put them together, locations and things of that nature. Kind of tell us the timeline as far as how you were able to do that. How difficult was it to do it? Were you scared about doing it? Kind of tell us that part of the story.
Well, let's just go to pre-pandemic. You know, being connected with a network such as the Knoxville Fashion Week Network, it made it easy. All I had to do was just show up, and, you know, I do my collection, I show up, you know, everything was there, and the production was there, boom. As far as now, I mean, that experience is golden, but I just recently did a fashion show, maybe like 3 weeks ago, here in Marietta, and it's the same setup where, you know, it was just easy to just show up, you know, set up, have the models dress them, and, you know, just put them on the runway, make sure they're organized and everybody's put together. So, I mean, I would say, like, with, like, production companies that are now getting into, like, the fashion shows and producing fashion shows, it makes it easier for designers to, you know, just come in, market their brand, showcase their fashion, as opposed to having to like all do it on your own. And then as far as financially, you know, it takes a lot of financial burden off of the designer.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've done some shows in the backgrounds from my, you know, talent management days where I was behind the models as far as making sure they're there, all that kind of good stuff. So, but the whole production part of it, I can imagine how much work really goes into it.
And then also, like, with the, what is it, not the marketing, but the PR and, like, having the opportunity to be on TV shows or, you know, do articles and have the newspaper there. I mean, that's wonderful because, you know, it really helps with the marketing of your brand, and then you can put that on the website and, you know, kind of helps get your name out there a little bit faster.
Exactly. Now, one of the things that I knew was very important today was to talk about some of the efforts that you've done on the community outreach side of things, charitable acts, stuff like that. Can you kind of give us an overview of some of those things from what you do?
Well, my prime moment is Living Dolls from Dressing Room. I did that for about 3 years, 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, I believe, at South Atlanta High School. And it's crazy because it's like I woke up one morning and had this idea of a from Dressing Room. And one of my close friends, Ben, you know, I was like, Ben, I got this crazy idea of putting on a from Dressing Giveaway. And he connected me with his alumni organization. And so we met and we hosted the event at South Atlanta High School. I think they were part of George High, because I think it was George High back in the day. They were the George High alumni, but they were still involved, you know, because it was the same school. So we did that, and then, like, it was amazing because I was able to get, you know, donations from different people that I had met throughout the year, especially in the Edge Network. Then even, like, designer Tony Bowles, he was able to donate some gowns. And then just, like, bringing the ladies together, and, you know, the men got involved, too, because I had photographers there, and I just created, like, a magical Christmas experience for the girls.
Yeah.
For them to come to pick out their prom dresses and, you know, and have like a little self-esteem, you know, boost, you know. And, yeah.
It means a lot. Again, when you have that kind of, you know, connectivity to the area and community, and then that particular type of moment is a once-in-a-lifetime type of a deal, right? And everybody doesn't have the same resources and things of that nature. So you being able to do that for that period of time is really cool. How can people in the future maybe participate or help out if they would like to be able to do that?
Well, they would have to contact the Alumni Association. I mean, they can reach out to me. I'm no longer involved in that. You know, I stopped a few years ago when I went into the state. But they can contact the alumni organization, or they can contact me, and then I can put them in contact. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the work that you've done in that regard for sure. Now, couple more questions and we're done. Again, thanks for being available today. You have accomplished quite a bit, okay?
I'm just not realizing that.
I'm telling you, like I said, I'm going through, I had to do these questions today now. So,
it's funny because a friend pointed that out a few days ago. They're like, you've done a lot. I'm like, oh yeah, I have.
Exactly. So, let me segue real quick. I have always told everybody I've ever managed as far as the talent part is that whatever you did today is a little bit more than that person who hasn't done nothing yet, and they're thinking about it still, you know, and you're trying to catch up with somebody who has been doing it for a certain length of time. So you're always going to be in the middle of two different people. So it's a matter of don't take a small accomplishment and think it's small when actually it's a huge accomplishment. There is no such thing as a small accomplishment. If that's what you want to do. Now, that's a whole nother story. I won't get into that. But again, I've tried to tell people never, like, you know, dissuade yourself that you've not done anything. When if you showed up to that audition, you did something. Now, a whole lot of people are at home still watching TV, right?
Right.
So just wanted to say that. Now, going back to those accomplishments, What would you say is your biggest accomplishment so far?
My biggest accomplishment so far, wow, that's a good question. I would have to say the prom dress giveaway.
Okay.
And the reason why is because the impact that it made on those young ladies, and not only the young ladies, but their mothers.
Okay,
family. Yeah. Yeah, that was worth it to me. I mean, it was like one time I saw a smile on my grandmother's face. It is priceless. So it is definitely worth the experience. Yeah.
So with that being said, is there something that you haven't done yet, but you feel that is coming in the future? Or do you have something specific that you know you're going to be doing in the future that you would like to, you know, go ahead and drop on us right now on the Women in Business show?
Oh, yes. there is some. I'm looking at something for the future. A lot of you know that I had a boutique in Tennessee before the pandemic. Anyway, long story. But I will be opening up again in 24.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you. In the Atlanta area. So I will be local. So that's something I'm working on. And I'm excited about that. I'm going to do things a little different this time. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least I have that experience, from before. But I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I always like to try to, you know, instigate stuff, because I had someone on my last show throw something out there that she did not tell me at all. And so I had to try to put it up there, because I was like, why are you? Well, she said she did it on purpose. So I was like, you still should at least give me a heads up or something. But anyway, so I always like to give people that opportunity to let people know if they got something really big coming up, and make sure. Oh, shoot. Wow, I blanked out there for a second. Make sure, everybody, that you make sure you go to GeorgiaQueenClothing.com and or go visit her on Instagram. I'll pull it up real quick. There it is. Make sure you go to Instagram as well.
And also, I will be having, you know, different events throughout the year. And my next event is going to be in September, my birthday. Okay. But I'm doing a love vintage clothing. So I'm going to do a vintage clothing pop-up down at Front City Market. They have like a little market down there. Yeah.
Gotta let me know about that. Remind me.
Yeah. And I'm going to do that. And then in December, I have my second line, Retrosexual, which is just, you know, retro print skirts. So those will be available for purchase in December for the 24th.
Yeah, definitely remind me of that. I'll see if I haven't been to Atlanta in a while, but hopefully it'll be before September, but you never know. But definitely keep me in the loop on that. I'll come and visit for that for sure. So my last question really is coming to advice. What advice would you say you would have for women that have a creative side, but they're maybe not sure how to direct it, at a time where so many things are happening out there, and they might think, well, maybe so much is happening that they can't really focus on anything and things of that nature. But what would your advice be for women that have a creative side, they want to do more, and how to direct it?
Oh, gosh, I have so much advice.
Go ahead. It's your time.
I have a lot of advice. Time is on your side. Really take your time and plan out things. The creative world is tricky. Sometimes people may not understand your product or your brand, so take the time to do your research, build your network, do the proper things to build a business, website, everything. Just make things clear and take the time to just, you know, like I said, do your research and to build it. And, definitely. You know, that, and then, you know, kind of like, and I made this mistake, kind of keep it to yourself before, you know, you launch everything. And even when you launch everything, just be careful of, you know, who you associate yourself with, because everyone is not on your side, yeah. And you never know, you just never know. But definitely keep it to yourself before you launch everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Research is always important because you got to know what you're doing and how to do it, and then also it gets to your competition part of it. And then, as you kind of just alluded to, maybe not letting everybody know exactly what you're going to do, because what if you don't have the same resources as somebody else? And somebody else has, you know, Bruce Wayne, Batman type money, and then all of a sudden, because you didn't lock your stuff up, you won't even really have nothing to fight against, because you know what I'm saying? So I've always been that. I'm the business side of most of my talent from back in the day, and I try to walk them through all these simplistic things, but they make it harder than it is because they just don't want to listen. Most of them didn't. But yeah, those are really wise words, especially like if you're in a city like Atlanta, of all places. And my phone, yeah. I forgot to put my phone on mute. In Atlanta, and this is from when I was like hardcore doing everything. Back then, it was terrible. Okay. I can't imagine what it is now, being able to do certain things on the business world side of things and anything, entertainment, fashion, music, and all that kind of good stuff. So you got to be able to want to say you're going to do this in a professional way from jump, because that forces everybody else around you to also take you seriously and professionally as well. The moment you detract from the professional part, they're just going to be like, well, they don't really care.
Yeah, and you know, Atlanta's still wide open, because I think we talked about this before, like 20 years ago, it was one thing, and I think everything was just starting to come here, you know, especially like with the entertainment industry, and you know, other things. I think you and I had something, what was it, the Gap Beauty thing, we share a mutual connection, whatever, but you know, now it's like, it's a different ball game because you have more people. But it's still wide open, and you can still do whatever you want, but, you know, you just have to kind of, like, you know, still keep it to yourself.
Yeah, you gotta keep it under wraps for as long as you can. And then once you do launch, you really got to launch it. It can't just be little bits and pieces and all this kind of stuff. You got to go all the way with it.
But at least there's a platform here. It's a better, you know, stronger platform to just launch it on whatever level you're on.
Yeah.
You know, if you do your research.
Yeah. One of the reasons I even started IMTN Worldwide Radio a long time ago was that I would have people who bump their head on Monday, they want to be famous on Friday and don't know what they're doing, is to give them some sort of a voice to start getting in the realm of, do I really want to do this? Because eventually people got to know about me. And how best to do that is an interview. And if you've never been interviewed before, how do you know you can be interviewed? How do you know you would like getting interviewed? How do you know you like talking to people? You know, the whole nine yards, especially on the actor side, you have to do that a lot, because guess what? Publicity tours, right? So that's one of the reasons I even started with all the artists and models that I used to work with back in the day, is to say, well, let's find out. Here we go. Tuesday, 3 o'clock. What's up? You know, so.
And you're right about that, because this is actually my third interview in a month.
There you go. See?
But, you know, it's a great tool for people to get to know you and get to know your brand. And most of all, so that you feel comfortable, you know, with you, and feel comfortable enough to buy from you and, you know, just feel comfortable. So.
The other part of it is what's going to differentiate you from somebody else? Remember, the earlier part of my show is a matter of everybody is different, right? So everybody that might look like Halle Berry is not Halle Berry, right? Everybody who thinks they can sing like, you know, I'm trying to think of Beyonce, I guess, you know, they can't dance like Beyonce, or they can't do this like Beyonce, create clothing and things like that. So everybody has some kind of a talent. You have to be able to best emphasize why you're different, and to get people to want to use you and your talent, book you for a show or hire you to design or whatever it is. You got to be able to do that more than the other person, because otherwise they're going to keep using that other person that they think they can rely on forever. And you don't want that if you want to be progressive, in other words. I appreciate that. Well, Valerie, I want to say thank you for, again, taking some time out with me today on the Women in Business show. And just for the audience sake, this is our first time actually getting to meet after us following on LinkedIn for I don't even know how long at this point.
For like 2-3 years.
It's been a minute, right? So I definitely was excited about, you know, just getting a chance to meet you for the first time. But then also, like I said, I wanted to make sure that people really got a chance to know about you, find out more about you informational-wise, things of that nature. And hopefully, like I said, I'll be in Atlanta to be able to visit. One more time, though, if you can, go ahead and kind of run through some of the places where people can find you and let them know about your newly formed relaunch of your store soon.
Okay. But before I do that, I don't want to thank you for having me.
Thank you.
It's definitely a pleasure. So I definitely wanted to thank you before you did that.
No problem.
But, of course, you can go find me, Georgia Queen Clothing. It's best to just do clothing, and then all my social media outlets will pop up, my Instagram, my Facebook, and my website. And then, let's see, I'm opening up again. I'm excited. 2014.
Actually, you know what? I haven't done this in a while. Let me help you out a little bit. Let's see if you can hear it. Here we go. I don't get to use my sound effects on the Women in Business show that often, so I throw that out there for you.
Yeah, so definitely,
probably
just follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm posting all my stuff and up to date on all the happenings with GQC, Georgia Queen Clothing, and then I have my second collection, or my second line, Retrosexual, just a bomb flirty skirt. The skirt that I have on in the picture, that's
what that is? Because I went and looked, and I saw the Retrosexual, I was like, well, this is going to come up eventually, so let me take a look, so. So yeah, that looks nice. The whole ensemble and everything that you're doing. Like I said, that's the other part of coming on, because like I said, it's a matter of when people go to, you know, the website, what are they going to be expecting? What are they going to see? Do I like it? And do I need to make a purchase? What do I need to do? Here's another opportunity for you to be able to do that if you're in the audience or watching or listening.
And those will be available for purchase. Holiday of this year, small, medium, large, extra large, and they are modern sizes. So, you know, what I, you know, have on is a medium, so, you know, modern sizes, modern, medium, small, medium, large, extra large. And that's a big thing. So I'm excited. Definitely everybody follow me on Instagram, and yeah. Thank you, Chris, for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for, you know, the rest of your 2023 and onward. And definitely, like I said, next time I'm in Atlanta, I definitely will look you up. But in the meantime, again, thanks for being available on a Monday. I really don't do a lot of Monday interviews. I try not
really?
To just because it's difficult. Anyway, they'll find out later. I'm on my lunch, though, kind of, sort of, you know. But anyway, I try to accommodate everybody. So, you know, it could be morning, it could be evening, it could be at night. I try to do it for everybody. If they make themselves available, I try to work it in because I think it's important. So I appreciate
you. I love Monday. Monday's my day.
Yeah.
You know, get it done.
Appreciate that. Well, I'm going to let you go for now. And again, everybody, this was Ms. Valerie Bowens of Georgia Queen Clothing. Make sure you look her up. Till next time.
Thank you.
Man, that was a really, really, really exciting interview with Valerie. As we mentioned, we hadn't actually met until just then. So that's always a cool thing to kind of be able to continually network through different platforms, whether it be Facebook, Instagram. In this case, it was LinkedIn, as far as that goes. And again, make sure you visit her website, georgiaqueenclothing.com, and or Instagram, Georgia Queen Clothing on Instagram. You heard that she's opening up a new store next year, 2024. She's launching. She's participated in like several fashion shows over the years. She just had one not too long ago as far as that goes. So again, if you're a woman who has been thinking about anything on the design side or just clothing side and you would like to have possibly a mentor, there she is right there. And if you're just thinking about starting something on your own, which is the premise of the show, the Women in Business show, she could be a new mentor for you as far as just that goes as well, because that's how I get people to come to this show. Again, the Women in Business show is just highlighting people who are doing it. They've done it, and they're doing well. They've exploded. You know, when I had my previous guest, Majida Giddens from Scenic City Aesthetics, from 4 years ago till now, I'm just telling you, her journey is crazy. And if you want, go make sure you subscribe to the YouTube page for IMTN Worldwide Radio and go watch that interview. Interview before that one was with China Williams, who started her own TV show in California, interviewing different artists and things of that nature. And what she's been able to create on her own is huge. Go watch that interview. The interview before that one was with Ebony King from London, England, who has her own nonprofit organization that specifically helps young women that are in need, whether it be because they've been abused or just they're just in desperate straits, so to speak. And even the interview before that one was someone who used to be my intern years ago, and she became a fashion designer. And she recently took a position for a fashion design company in St. Louis, Missouri. Her name is Jacqueline Robinson. So all these different women that I've had over the years, whether it be gold medal athletes, WNBA head coaches, doctors, lawyers, published authors, all kind of different people, it's a matter of they made a decision to say, hey, I'm going to get this started, and now I'm going to move forward. But you have to at least get started. You have to at least try. When I've talked about on the talent side, make somebody tell you no all the time before you give up. But if somebody messes around and tells you yes, you got something. You got something. Now, whether or not you want to try to take it to the next level after that, that's on you, right? So hopefully Valerie, you know, gave you a great example of that from when she started till now. You know, she's been very successful. She's done a lot. She's doing a lot. And she's going to continue to do more. She's going to be having the pop-up at Ponce. I can't remember the place now. Y'all know what I'm talking about if you live in Atlanta, Ponce, and I'll think about it later. But that's a nice venue. Like, everybody can't just do something there. So for the fact that she's able to manage that is a huge deal. And I just thought of it again. I've been there a few times. I don't know why I can't think of it anymore. But anyway, this is the Women in Business show. This is on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Please, if you can, subscribe to the IMTN Worldwide Radio YouTube channel. Also, if you get a chance, make sure you go to the website, which is brand new, by the way, imtnworldwideradio.com. Everything is listed on there, including this show. You actually can go there now and pull it up. It's instant now. I got it set up pretty cool. Of course, I got my other shows, the Around the ATL show, my sports show based on Atlanta sports, the Top 5 show, Books to Read, the Top 5 show is like a list show, you know, the Top 5 this, Top 5 that. And the Books to Read show is I actually interview published authors. I started that show like a few years ago. It's a great show. I've interviewed some international people too. Go check that out. But I'm hoping to continue everything pretty strong this year of 2023. I've had a lot of, you know, things that have held me back, but I haven't stopped. You know, I've had death in the family and sickness, all kind of crazy stuff, but I'm still here. And that just proves again, once you make up your mind, only you can stop yourself. If that makes any sense, all right? That being said, I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, y'all. Hopefully y'all like the intro I put together for the Women in Business show. I didn't used to have one, so let's go ahead and play that. In the meantime, y'all have a nice rest of the Monday. Be productive, and I'll talk to y'all again hopefully really soon. Thank you. Thank you.